From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents an evening with Level Green. This band from Central Kentucky has a musical presence that reflects the band's members' history in bluegrass music. Stay tuned to hear their music and stories. Level Green, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
I see the lights flashing, I hear the thunder roar. Somewhere on the dark side of town, my baby's with new love, the wind's from the north. Should be with her right now. Cold sheets of rain for now. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain for now.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts.
I worry so about her, she's afraid of the storm. Don't know how to ease her mind. Need someone to hold her, to keep her safe and warm. Someone who's patient and kind. Cold sheets of rain for now. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Is my love safe and warm? Where is she sleeping now? Cold sheets of rain pouring down. Cold sheets of rain pouring down.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Donald Mason, your host, and I'm glad to be here for Red Barn Radio's 454th performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio welcomes Level Green. The history of Level Green dates far beyond the few years the current band has been together. Level Green can actually be traced back to January 3rd, 1930. On this date, William E. Mink was born in a small rural community in southeastern Kentucky known as Level Green. Ed, as he was known, formed a bluegrass gospel band that played in churches and festivals throughout Kentucky. Ed Mink had a profound impact on the founding members of Level Green, teaching and mentoring them. Ed raised Keith Mink, his son, teaching him the banjo and guitar, as well as vocal harmonies, and helped teach other band members as well. Please welcome to the Red Barn Radio stage, Level Green.
Blame.
much money. Just a pauper guy, try to live on love near. Without your love I'll die. So please don't leave me. Whatever you do, just squeeze me, darling, while I'm loving you. Well, I don't blame you if you're too time to, because I'm guilty for the things I do. I slipped around love, played every game, and if you leave me, I'll take the blame. Around love, played every game, and if you leave me, I'll take the blame. And if you leave me, I'll take the blame.
Here's Red Barn Radio's host, Donald Mason, with Level Green. Here's Donald.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're here tonight with Level Green on Red Barn Radio. They basically have six front men. We have everybody in a level line, so we're going to say Level Red Barn Radio tonight.
It was really interesting growing up.
Keith Mink.
Playing bluegrass music and listening to bluegrass music. My dad played for years. He played in festivals, churches. He played in a bluegrass gospel band mostly. You know, just growing up around it, I was fascinated by it when I was a kid, you know, and I wanted to learn to play the banjo. As a matter of fact, when I was a little kid and get my dad's banjo out when he wasn't home or when he would be at work or something and try to learn to play it and kind of learned a little bit on my own. And one time he and my mother was going grocery shopping, so I was about 12, 13 years old, and I thought they were gone, so I sneaked and get his banjo out, and I'm sitting there playing it, and he came home and caught me, and he didn't even know I could play, so kind of drafted me then into his bluegrass band, but that's kind of how I got into it, and years later decided to try to get something together, and here we are, voila.
It's been 10 long years since I left home in the holler where I was born. Where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with a girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? Terrors took all my pain, and here I stand where the old home stood before they took it away. And now the geese fly south as the cold winds blow, as I sit here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. Done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
dad played different instruments. For some reason, I was fascinated by the banjo. He had a lot of Stanley Brothers albums when I was a kid, and I was fascinated by the sound that Ralph Stanley would get out of his banjo. I can remember wanting to do that ever since I was like 3 years old, you know. I wanted to play a banjo. So I was drawn to the banjo more so. We grew up in a very rural part of Kentucky, you know, and there wasn't a whole lot of other things to do, so kind of had to pick your own entertainment, you know.
Keith, why don't you introduce us to Lovell Green?
Right here to my right, to the audience's left, is one of the newer members of our band and a very talented musician. I won't let him play the banjo because he shows me up. Very talented musician, Mr. Matt Cromer. Thank you. Here to my left, this guy singing lead, playing guitar, and he's been around the block too. As a matter of fact, his dad used to play in another bluegrass gospel group when my dad was playing, and they knew each other very well. This guy, he grew up around it too, and very talented musician. The same way he plays about anything he touches. Mr. Philip Doan. Awesome singer too. This guy on the mandolin, he's a talented mandolin player. He plays different instruments as well. Very talented singer, songwriter. He sings bass, tenor, lead, and he writes some very good material that we do. Mr. Robbie McFerrin. And to Robbie's left, one of my best friends. We've been best friends for years, and we just stick together like glue. Been best friends way before we ever played music together. He's an awesome songwriter, great tenor singer, lead singer, just an all-around talented guy, Mr. Jim Dargavel. And to Jim's left, the newest member of our band, again, plays any instrument he touches. We needed a bass player, and he was available, and very awesome bass player, just all-around great guy, Mr. Ron Cox.
Springtime comes, I know, and she'll be leaving. So I'll sit and wait for Shelley's winter season. When her troubled moments brings her back around, I know I'm only Shelley's winter love, and she only seems to need me. Shelley's winter love, but she's mine alone till springtime comes again. Then she finds the need to come around, and these two arms of mine are waiting to hold her, because she leaves a note to thaw the winter ground. I know I'm only Shelley. Only seems to need me now and then. Yes, I know I'm only Shelley's winter love, but she's mine alone till springtime comes again. And she's mine alone.
You've just joined us. We're with Level Green on Red Barn Radio.
Tell me about how the vocal harmonies, roughly 20-something strings on stage and four harmonies going on, and they're fitting in between all these tones. So tell me how that really helps fill the sound.
That was a technical question.
Robbie McFerrin.
A lot of practice. We do work a lot on our harmony. Keith and I both suffer from OCD. You know, it's got to be right or we can't stand it. We work a lot of material up and sit back and say, oh, let's add this in there, and let's put this in there, and let's stall it here, and let's hang back, and let's bring it in. And it's hard to remember a lot of it, but it seems like it all comes together. I have to say, and not bragging on ourselves, not trying to pin roses on ourselves, but we got a great group of guys right now together, and I'm blessed to play with them. They're talented. I'm just lucky to stand with them. I'm just blessed to have a bunch of good friends that let me tag along.
The second part of that is that when they got some really good wives that'll tell you if it don't sound right, they'll say, that don't sound right. Back up, try that again.
As I went down for to take a little walk, I came upon that wild Bill Jones. He was walking and talking by my true lover's side, and I bade him to leave her alone. He said, my age is 21, too old to be controlled. So I pulled my revolver out from my side, and I destroyed that poor boy's soul.
Ranges. So do you decide that maybe you're going to sing bass on a song, and then the next song you try to sing tenor, and all of y'all kind of mix and match per song?
Different songs seem like fit us a little bit different. Like Wild Bill Jones, I tenor that song. Shelley's Winter Love, the one before it, I bass it. But it just seems like that's where the harmonies match. For Philip and I, Wild Bill Jones, we tried it different ways, and me and him had the best match at that song, I guess. Depends on what octave we're in when we're doing the song. It just seems to work out that way. And, you know, I give all praise to God because I do have a wide vocal range. I can sing bass or tenor with some lead in between it. But you take Philip, he's just as good a bass singer as I am. And he basses me on a number that we do a quartet on. So we're lucky that way.
You promised me
nothing but sunshine. You said the water would turn to wine, but you couldn't be true to a poor boy's heart. You took my world, oh, you tore it apart. Such a cloudy day, and it feels like rain. A cold wind blows like a lonesome train. This storm of heartache, but it's all on you. Ever since you left, it's pouring the blue. Since you've gone, and the forecast calls for nothing but storm and a flood of sorrow in this broken home. That's all remains since you left me alone. Such a cloudy day, and it feels like rain. A cold wind blows like a lonesome train. This storm of heartache, it's all on you. Ever since you left, it's pouring the blue. Since you left, it's pouring the blue. Ever since you left, it's pouring the blue.
Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about Level Green, the area itself.
The area, Level Green, is in the southern part of Rockcastle County. It borders Pulaski County. Yeah, Philip said I was the mayor of Level Green. Yeah, that would have been my dad. But anyway, my father, like you said in the intro, my father was raised there. We actually moved away from there for quite some time. When I was a teenager, we moved back to Level Green, and I grew up in that area. It's just a very nice rural countryside, you know. It's a real, really, really beautiful place.
How did y'all get together?
Robbie and I were actually cousins. When we first started this thing out, we had some different members. We just kind of got together in my living room one time, and we was playing around, and I don't know, there's two other people there. We just kind of said, you know, this is kind of fun. Let's see if we can put something together, just do a weekend thing. And I thought about Robbie because he lived about 3 miles up the road from me. I knew he played mandolin, so I called him up and said, hey, won't you come over? And he did later on, and we just kind of started from there. We played for probably a year without a name, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
And we decided, hey, you know, if we're going to do this thing, we got to call ourselves something, you know.
We was actually fortunate, though. Keith's dad, Ed, he taught me my first chords on the guitar and the mandolin both, and said, there, now you teach yourself.
Philip Doan.
But he would always hover over you like a mother hen. He always made you feel special. Even as a little boy, you know, he'd stop a conversation with an adult to greet you into the room and make you feel like you was part of something. So, and I always remember that about him. That's what I loved about him. Famous Jim. He taught Jim some chords on his guitar and taught him the finer, you know, points of bluegrass guitar. Taught him how to harmonize with vocals. And he just was a mentor to us three, at least, you know. And it was just, the world will never have another one like him. So.
Lord, it's busting my side. I've done all I can do to keep that
that woman, still she's not satisfied. Hey, hey, devil man, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, best hammer swinger in this big section game. Big Bill Johnson is my name. Lord, this hammer that I swing for a dollar and a half a day is all for my Delamay. Hey, hey, Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Places, not much I ain't done. Still a lot of things I like to see. But this hammer that I swing, or the woman that I love, one's gonna be the death of me. Hey, hey, Delamay, why do you treat me this way? Hey, hey, Delamay, I'll get even someday. Big spike hammer, big spike hammer.
Thank you. This is another original that was written by Mr. Robbie McFerrin. As I said earlier, he's quite a songwriter as well. He wrote this one. It's one of those old traditional bluegrass style songs. Just makes you just want to just lay down and cry. You know, it's got the blues.
Clickety clack, clickety clack. That's the sound of an old freight train rolling down the track.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Level Green, recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with Level Green after this break.
Wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues. I've been traveling round from town to town. Ain't been a satisfaction I abound. Too little food, whole lot of booze. Wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues. Wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues.
Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Level Green, all recorded live from the Performance Hall and Arts Place, Lexington, Kentucky.
Ain't been no satisfaction, I have found. Too little food, a whole lot of booze. Wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues. Hear the whistle blow,
just gotta go. I can't stay in one place too long, cause my rambling's old. Like to find a home to call my own, but I never get off when women stop and keep rolling on. I've been traveling round from town to town, ain't been no satisfaction I have found. Too little food, whole lot of booze, wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues. I've been traveling round from town to town, ain't been no satisfaction I have found. Too little food, whole lot of booze, wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues. Wish I could shake these lonesome hobo blues.
Thank you all.
We've got Ron Cox over on the big stand-up bass. Say hi to everybody, Ron.
Hi, everybody.
You've got kind of a bluegrass and gospel background. What got you on the bass?
When I was in high school, I got my first electric bass.
Ron Cox.
I'm actually originally from Lexington, and so I went to Bryan Station High School, and there was a teacher there, Mr. Bob Williams. His wife, I believe the story goes, got him a guitar for his birthday, so he brought it to school. A day or two later, another fellow by the name of Mike showed up with a banjo. I heard those two play together. I thought, well, I want to get in on that. A year or two after that, somehow Mr. Williams ended up with an upright bass, and so I was able to learn on his bass and just fell in love with it. Of all the different instruments, Keith was way too kind. There's a difference between playing an instrument and playing with an instrument. The ones that I play with, this is my favorite. I love the feel of it, the sound of it. So it's been a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Do you miss me in Carolina? Well, I miss you in Tennessee. Do you wish I was there beside you? Well, I wish you were here with me. No, it's not the ideal situation. My heart's become a part of the band. It's a common hazard in the occupation. You know I love you just as much as I can. So I'll dream till I hear you love me. And hope till I see your smile. Wish I could hold you forever and somehow erase all. Thank you.
tomorrow is Pennsylvania, then it's off to the city of sin. I hold to your love and to your memory until I can see. So I'll dream till I hear you love me and hope till I see your smile. Wish I could hold you forever and somehow erase all the miles. Wish I could hold you forever and somehow erase all.
Jim, you go back with Keith and playing in a band, Straight Shot?
Yeah. That's reaching way back, isn't it? Yeah, back in the 80s, we used to play a lot of local clubs around here. And
we actually had hair back then.
Yeah, a little. We had really pretty curly hair, too, didn't we?
They rocked the mold.
I've wrote plenty of songs, but I don't sing all the ones I've wrote. I think whoever sounds the best singing it needs to sing it. And I'll sing the tenor to it, or I'll sing the baritone to it, or whatever, but I want the level green to look good. That's what I want. There's not a lot of egos in the band. And, I mean, whatever sounds the best, what we're going
to
do.
Well, that's pretty interesting, because, you know, a lot of times in songwriting, you know, when you bring it to the table and, you know, being selfless enough to have the greater good of the band, so that's a trait in itself.
Well, there's one song I wrote. It's on our second album. It's about Keith's dad. It's called Brother Ed. And that's one song I had to sing. That meant a lot to me. His dad meant a whole lot to me. But other than that, though, I'm open-minded. Might even let Matt sing one of these days.
I sit here alone on the banks of the river. The lonesome.
But a new love she found. She
with no one to love or kiss me goodnight. With no one to love or kiss me goodnight.
Thank you all.
You have these ranges, but which one do you feel like is the sweet spot for you?
I really don't know. I've done them all in different groups. I guess if I enjoyed one more than others, it would be bass. I like singing bass.
Jim Dargabble.
When we can do a quartet number, I really hope they pick me to sing bass. But now, Philip, he can sing a mean bass also. So, I mean, I'll back up and let him do it anytime. So, if it fits, that's what we're going to do.
Earning every dime I made, looking at my check stub because I'm what the tax man takes. My baby's depending on me, how long to bring the bacon home? Well, it's just salt, pork, wheat, and lower on the hog. If I die in the morning, ain't sending Bama away with all this sweat and elbow grease, doing what the poor man says. After we buy groceries, pay the rent and the telephone, I'm broke, it's gone. What's going on? There's a lot of this crap, throw out to the dawn. I'm making more now, need lower on the home. Welfare line, saving her back while I'm out of brick and mine. I ain't worried about the federal budget, oh, the L.A. city's small. I'm working overtime and eating lower on the hog. If I'm dying in the morning, ain't sending fame away with honest sweat and elbow grease, doing what the poor man says. After we buy groceries, pay the rent and the telephone, I'm broke, it's gone. What's going on? There's a lot of this crap, throw out to the dome. Well, I'm making more now, need lower on the home. If I die in the morning, can't send in pain away. Doing what the poor man says. After we buy groceries, pay the rent and the telephone, I'm broke, it's gone. What's going on? There's a lot of this crap, throw out to the dog. I'm making more now, even lower on the home. There's a lot of this crap, throw out to my dog. I'm making more now, even lower.
Just joined us, we're with Level Green on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Philip, who's wearing a top hat tonight, I did not tell the truth on that. So also, you know, from Kentucky, as, you know, everybody with a family band, Kentucky is known for, you know, having, you know, really legendary kind of family bands. And tell me a little bit about the Doan family band.
They just... basically just went from church to church. They started playing in churches, and my dad and my mom and mainly my uncle and his wife, they started singing in church. They all got into church about the same time. Started singing, and just kind of evolved from all that.
Philip Doan.
I was a little bitty fella sitting in the back of the pew with a guitar bigger than I was, trying to put my fingers wherever they would put theirs when I'd see them hit a chord on the guitar, and that's kind of how I taught myself, really, in a way. Dad helped me a little bit.
Is anybody formally trained, or is everybody kind of, you know, pick it up from a teacher and build your own craft?
No, I don't think any of us are formally trained.
Can't read lick music. I can't. I don't know where they can. I can't read tag.
I can read, just, read. I can read just a little bit of music, but not enough to hurt my playing.
As we sat there on the front porch of that old gray house where I was born and raised, staring at the dusty fields where my daddy worked hard every day, I think it kind of hurt him. I said, "Daddy, there's a lot that I don't know. But don't you ever dream about a life where corn don't grow." He just sat there silent, staring at his favorite coffee cup. I saw a storm of mixed emotion in his eyes when he looked up. He said, "Son, I know at your age it seems like this whole world is turning slow, and you think you'll find an answer to it all where corn don't grow. Hard times are real, there's dusty fields no matter where you go. You may change your mind, 'cause the weeds are on where corn don't grow." Remember feeling guilty when my daddy turned and walked back in the house. I was only 17 back then, but I thought I knew more than I know now. I can't say he didn't mourn me. This city life's a hard road to hoe. Ain't it funny how a dream can turn around where corn don't grow? Hard times are real, there's dusty fields no matter where you go. You may change your mind, 'cause the weeds are on where corn don't grow. You may change your mind, 'cause the weeds are on where corn don't grow.
Thank you all.
So we've got Matt all the way, last but not least, on dobro, the shiniest of the instruments on stage. You know, a lot of people don't really know much about the dobro. Obviously, it looks different than the guitar, and it's got, you know, its own speaker system in it. I'm just joking for those that actually know what a dobro looks like. For the radio listeners, it's got two subwoofers right on the top of the head. Well, that's for 2025 dobro.
It's got a resonator in it, which amplifies the sound, makes it louder. You play it with the bar. It's kind of like a lap steel or steel guitar. It's got a lot of the same sounds to it.
Now, what was it about the dobro that kind of led you over a standard guitar or maybe even a banjo?
Matt Cromer.
I play the banjo and the guitar and just always wanted to play a dobro. I listened to a lot of bluegrass. the old bluegrass plus the modern bluegrass. Both of them have dobros in them. And I like both styles, and I just was curious and wanted to play one.
Well, my baby don't want me, she don't need me, found herself someone new. Left me at home, sitting alone, nothing in the world to do. Now my stomach's churning, my eyes are burning, and my hair is turning gray. I'm in trouble deep, I can't get no sleep since she went away. Well, them blues, they got me, tears rolling down my face. That woman, she's left me, crying all over the place. Try to get her off my mind. Wrote it plain, signed my name, never got no reply. I'm a sitting on the edge of the river bend, just listening to the crickets sing. Well, then the moon above just made me love, and I can't do a thing. With them blues, they got me, tears rolling down my face. That woman, she left me, crying all over the place.
I'd like to thank our guest, Lovell Green, for being with us tonight on Red Barn Radio. I'd also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason, your host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, keep it spinning. Lovell Green.
Certain. You're changing like the weather every day. One night we're in love, next time hurting. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy heart, I wish I didn't love you, and I could turn around, walk away. I've only got half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. All I want is a love that I can count on. Can't hold so wrong. Your crazy heart is driving me insane. Crazy.
your heart, I wish I did love you. And I could turn around and walk away. I've only got half a mind to leave you. Your crazy heart is driving me insane.
Thank you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Jim, Robbie, Ron, Keith, Philip, and Matt, Level Green, for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Marco's Authentic Italian Pizza for providing food this week for our volunteers and musicians. For more information, they're on the web at marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker, for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.